And isn't that the promise of God Himself, that He will heal even our broken hearts and He will bind up our wounds? And in another place, He even promises that He will wipe away all our tears. So He knows what we are going through. He is well aware, and He is not a distance away from us. He is not removed from our situations. That is Selected Voices right here on Mid-Morning Empowerment saying, Andiwanagi, I do not really focus and spend my time concerned, throwing pity parties about the situations I'm going through. I rest in His comfort. And though I grieve in His everlasting arms. We just want to thank you, Sister Masondo, for just taking us through that period. We're going to be joined now by Langelihle Masango, who's going to be taking us through this great topic, which is juggling 21st century womanhood. And I think it's something that it will be really fitting for us to have a discussion with or about and around, especially as we go through Women's Month, which is August rather, sorry. And you know, when I was just preparing for this, I couldn't help but being drawn. I know they say it's a cliche, but in my mind, I couldn't help but be drawn to the that epitome of a woman of Proverbs 31. And you know, for most women, that character of that woman is the Proverbs 31 woman is seems out of reach. You know, I'm yet to find. I mean, I know Khomotso was covering it in the morning in the Glorious Morning Show, but. And she was saying with the lady she was covering it with that character feels like it's such a rounded character. It covers all areas of a human being. And in my response, I commented on that and said it seems a bit too round for me. You know, when you look at it, she marries well. She's a perfect wife. She's a perfect mother. She is industrious. She's a businesswoman. She wakes up first and she doesn't go to sleep. Yeah, the Bible says that her lamp does not go out. I don't know if she's just saying she doesn't switch of lights because she can afford Eskom, but I think it's very unhealthy. She doesn't go to sleep. She's learned because she's got a wealth of wisdom. She's a charitable woman. She finds time for the spa as well. And I'm like, when do you find time to do this, woman? And so, yeah, I know it's a bit of a hot seat, but good morning, Langa, and thank you so much for coming to Meet Morning Empowerment right here on AWR.
Morning, Derek. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
We really appreciate your time. To deal with this, I think it's a tall ask, if you ask me, to say women should look to Prophet 31 as a role model. Or maybe was that not the reason she was put in the scriptures? I don't know. You know, do you identify with this woman?
I don't.
You see exactly my point, exactly. Like I'm yet to find somebody who says, you know what, that's I'm not yet there, but I'm almost there. I'm yet to find somebody who can say that.
Well, I think the first question that a lot of us have had around the discussion of the Proverbs 31 woman is she a factual person? Is she an actual person, or is she a fictitious character?
Does she exist?
I think that would be...
That she's maybe a parable. It's just that Solomon, when he was writing, didn't say, or Lemuel's mother didn't say, this is a parable of a woman who is to be desired, you know, that it's actually not a real thing, because she reads like that, doesn't she?
She does. She certainly does. And then if we say she is a blueprint.
Okay.
Right? Let's say she is a blueprint. So a blueprint is a plan of what something should look like.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
When I thought of her like that, then the next question was, why do they call a blueprint a blueprint?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And someone then explained to say, after the paper is washed, it is dried to keep the lines exposed. So you draw the blueprint, and then the paper is washed and dried. And to keep those lines from exposing, you then have the result with a negative image of black or white or whatever color the paper was. In the case of a blueprint, it is blue.
It then becomes blue, all right.
Yes. If we then say she is a blueprint, and that is what a blueprint is, it means before you have the plan gets washed. It goes through a process. Meaning that even if we were to say the Proverbs 31 woman is God's ideal or blueprint, it goes through a process. So if I do desire to be a Proverbs 31 woman, which obviously if that is God's ideal, then I need to be willing to go through that process. And I believe in the 21st century, maybe one of our biggest struggles with things such as social media is that everything seems instant. We only see the final product, the final blueprint that everybody stands around the table and is in awe of. We don't see the process.
And I think it's quite fascinating, Langa, the way you put it then, that we must then understand that the Proverbs 31 woman doesn't just wake up and she is that. She has gone through stages, you know, and I like the motif that you draw, you know, this parallel to say, when you look in today's society then, where we've got instant results, but not only that, I would even say where we've got fake results, where you've got Photoshop, where you've got this perfect picture on Facebook, which is not the true character of that person's lifestyle, but yet that's what we're now thinking. Is that maybe what the Proverbs 31 woman is? Is she a Photoshop? Is she just a Facebook picture, a Bible picture, so to speak, the social media of the Bible, and she's just plastered there? But actually, in the real story behind the curtain of this woman, she didn't have it all together. That's what we then think about, you know, when we look at the scripture from our perspective in the 21st century, in our world, with what we have as resources. And we don't have time, like you're saying, to go through the process. But then does that mean that she is not for us? It's not attainable for the 21st woman, century woman, to say, I want to go through that process, since our world almost is not even conducive, if I would say, for a process kind of lifestyle?
All right, I think we'll get to that question. We'll get to that question, because if we try and break it down, there are a lot of aspects of the Proverbs 31 woman that are attainable.
Okay.
So when I was saying earlier that I don't do you subscribe?
Yeah, do you identify?
I identify with I'm not there yet.
Okay.
Maybe that would be. Yes, I'm not there yet. So I wouldn't want anyone to put me out there and say she has claimed to be a Proverbs 31 woman. But there are a lot of characters that are spelled out, that are admirable in who she is.
Okay.
Or in who maybe Christ desires us to be. Because I believe it wouldn't be in the Bible if it wasn't a desire that Christ wanted to highlight in us.
Okay.
I was driving through Tembisa the other day, and there is a school, and on the school they have the 10, it's a preschool, the 10 commandments of life. And the one that stuck with me is life is a duty completed. Right? Life is a duty completed. It is then the same Bible that says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might.
With all your might, yes.
Right. So in her role as the Proverbs 31 woman, there are certain tasks that she finds herself faced with. And for me, I think it's not the perfection in how she does the task or in her execution, but it is the fact that she does the task with all her might. Right? So when it comes to matters of her husband, supporting her husband in his business endeavors, supporting her husband in whatever role he is in the church, supporting his mental, physical, spiritual growth. She does that to the best of her ability. what literally her hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it is a business, it might not be a big logistics business. She might not have a chain of supermarkets.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is a small business, baking cakes, she does that with all her might. That's why I was saying there is a problem with the way we look at the blueprint of the Proverbs 31 woman. And then what happens is the small, minute tasks that go into, for example, being a wife, we overlook those. We want to look at this big,
this grand picture. Yes.
And yet I think she's a collection of a lot of little things that are important. Her children, it's not necessarily maybe that her children are maybe A students and they're going to the I Stedford. Her children could just be respectful, polite children. I am a mother. It's just that respectful children, just that more minute task that is overlooked, is a lot of work. Packing a lunchbox as a working mom, juggling work and a family, being able to pack a lunchbox for your husband, for your children, that is something that can sometimes be a mammoth task, even though we take it for granted.
Yes, yes.
We might not all have PhDs, and bravo to the women who are able to attain a PhD and still work and raise a family. But what about the woman who says, well, I might not have the mental capacity to get a PhD, but you know what? I will take time to learn and master a skill. And when I have had that opportunity to master that area of learning, that extra course, I will make sure that I excel in it. Sewing a button back onto a shirt, you know, juggling homework, life, sometimes you don't have time to sew on a button, but when she does that, she does it with all her might. Taking time to gather the family to pray, teaching the children a verse, she does that. She is prepared when opportunities present themselves. She gives to the needy. She might not run a soup kitchen, but maybe on her way to work, she packs an extra lunchbox for the family by the street corner. So maybe the problem, like I said, is how we look at her, and it makes her unattainable. You say she marries well. What is marry well? She might not be married into a rich family, but she might be married into a kind family, a God-fearing family.
You know,
so maybe the issue is just our perspective on the Proverbs 31 woman. Maybe we are the ones who've made her unattainable.
But yet she's an everyday woman, basically.
She's an everyday woman. So then what happens is the everyday woman gets overlooked, and we're looking for the superwoman who might not exist.
But then, in that sense then, Langa, if I may, it then is meaning that perhaps everyday women are actually superwomen. If they then do the things that Proverbs 31 women are doing in terms of doing what is in their sphere with all their might, then that defines you to be a superwoman, you know, in that you're so diligent in what you're doing, and you're so deliberate, even, because that's also something I pick up from this woman, that she is deliberate with her activities, and she's looking to the end goal, not just the not in the sense of the end justifies the means, but she knows that this process has got somewhere it's going, and therefore I will be diligent and I will be true even to the process, you know, and I think that qualifies anybody to be superwoman in my book, if you ask me, who's got that at heart, you know. I don't need you to, like you're saying, to run a company and a foundation and to have a multi conglomerate, you know, then suddenly we can recognize you. But just the fact that you're in your sphere are a perfect, I think that's what Christ was even speaking about when he said, be ye perfect as my Father is perfect. That if you're that in your sphere, then you are qualifying to be a superwoman. And I think, thank you so much for just allowing us to see this grand image, this statue, this monument of a woman, to say, wait a minute, actually that's the mother in my neighborhood.
That is true. That is true. And I think more than that, she's not a superwoman. Mm. She is just a God-fearing
woman.
Yes. Mm. And I think the encouragement in viewing her as just a God-fearing woman is that motherhood, mm-hmm. Being a wife, being mm-hmm. a woman, is in itself a mammoth task, right? Mm. And 2 Corinthians 12, verse 18, reminds us that his strength is made perfect in our weakness.
Amen.
Right? Mm-hmm. And as we look at this blueprint, and many a time we see how we come short,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
If we embrace, I think, the most important aspect of the Proverbs 31 woman, which is being God-fearing, God will come in and he will give us the strength to be that woman. I think another important aspect mm-hmm. Of this verse or of this blueprint is that the Proverbs 31 woman is a woman in the Bible.
Okay.
She is not the only woman or the only type of woman.
Okay.
Because the other aspect of her is she is not inclusive of all women. She has a husband, she has children. There are many women who will never have husbands,
yes.
and will never have children. Mm. Or there are women who had husbands and no longer have husbands, who had children and no longer have children. So if we are so fixated on the Proverbs 31 woman, we exclude so many great women in our society and so many great women in the Bible. Also, we don't have a background on the Proverbs 31 woman. So she comes across as this perfect, flawless person. There's so many great women who come from broken past and history, you know.
Mm.
But I think, like I often say, at the foot of the cross, it is level. And that's why we had different women represented and welcome and had faith at the foot of Christ. Cross, because what should bring us together is Christ.
Okay.
Is Christ. Because that's my other trouble with the Proverbs 31 woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's caused a lot of division in the church and in society because it seems like the ideal woman is only one type of woman. Mm. And Women's Day, or as we celebrate Women's Month, it is so important for us to be inclusive and to embrace not only the Proverbs 31 woman, but all women that are, you know, represented and mentioned and celebrated in
life. Mm. And I think it's quite powerful lessons you bring out, because I think you're almost deciphering the lesson behind what Proverbs 31 was all about. That it's not saying this is the standard, this is the concept, the prototype of a woman, so everyone must be here. But it's an example, and actually it's almost like a devotion of what a woman should be. How you then apply it in your life will be different to how the next woman does. And it's the lessons that she brings that's what's important. And I think one of the important ones that you gave me today is the lesson on diligence, is the lesson of applying yourself to whatever your hand is finding to do. That is what she's all about. And the lesson of being deliberate, I think I saw that in a different light this morning, to say, when you look at everything she has, she doesn't have this approach that says that's already sorted, that's already covered. It's almost like running on its own energy, so to speak. No, she's involved in making sure all these spheres around her are what she wants them to be. And I think that can apply in any sphere that a woman is finding. And I would even dare say men are being found in as well.
Yes, that is true.
Mm.
That is absolutely true.
Mm.
That is so true.
Yeah. Will you say that... What would be, maybe as we go to a close, what would be then your take on advice maybe to people who have been struggling with meeting this? Maybe let's start there with the former understanding of what the Proverbs 31 woman was. Those who have been struggling there. So much so that some have even given up in trying to do anything good because it looks so far high up there. What would be the encouragement to give to somebody like that? And more so to somebody who's been struggling to say, okay, I don't want to be out of the race. I want to continue doing what is being expected of me, what is being desired of me. What would you say to that woman?
All right. I think I would go back to that commandment,
mm-hmm.
right? To that commandment to say life is a duty. Complete it.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
It's the duty you have been given in life, or amongst the many duties
mm-hmm.
that you have been given in life. If one of those is to be a woman, complete that duty. So at the end, you can say, I have run a
yes.
good race.
Yes.
Even in the sphere of me being a woman.
Mm. Mm.
Right. And they say, God won't give you more than you can bear.
Okay.
And I believe that even in our duty
mm-hmm.
Of being a woman, or our role, you know, when you say duty, makes it seem hard. Even in our role as women,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Christ expects us to run that race, to fulfill that duty. And maybe it's important to step back and ask yourself that in the eyes of Christ,
yes.
outside of the noise of social media and society,
mm-hmm.
just between Christ and I, have that conversation to say, what does it mean to be a woman? So for you to look down and say,
yeah.
this is one that I am well pleased in. In my role as a woman,
mm-hmm.
what does that look like? What does that mean? And it will be different for all of
yes.
us.
Yes.
Some of us are women out there, we are CEOs. Mm. Have that one-on-one conversation between yourself and your God
mm.
and say, all right, how do I fulfill this role as a female
mm.
CEO in a way that is pleasing to you?
Mm.
Right. As a mother, a female and a mother, how do I fulfill that role in a way that is pleasing
mm.
to you, you mm. know? Mm. Like, for example, you mentioned she has time to go to the spa.
Mm.
That might be something that a woman out there has never done.
Mm.
And when she looks at the Proverbs 31 woman, she thinks, I've never been to a spa. And yet she wakes up and she puts herself together in a way that is presentable, you know. So you don't have to go to a spa to meet the criteria of being presentable as a Proverbs 31 woman. If you have the time to go to a spa, big ups on you, you know. You don't have to go for a professional manicure, but maybe your nails are always well trimmed and you look good and you're well put together. So I think it's for someone who feels like they want to check out, it is not fair for me to answer that question because you are the creator and I am not your creator.
Okay.
Your creator is available for you to have that conversation with him and for him to speak to you and answer that question.
You know, what I hear is you're saying, leave. Don't just exist, live. That's what
yes.
Proverbs 31 is saying. Live. Make time for yourself as well. Make time for yourself. You are your own woman. Wow. No, thank you so much, Sister Masango. We truly appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
And I think go on and continue to be in that process to be the blueprint.
Yes.
Awesome. Yes. That was Langa Masango just speaking to us this morning on juggling womanhood in the 21st century. And I think it's really a mammoth task, if you ask me. I live with a woman who is my wife, and I salute her daily to say, wow, the things that you can do. I don't know if the roles were reversed and I was expected to do these things, I would come anywhere close to being able to do them, you know. So I just want to say to all the women out there, salute to you, and God bless you for the work you're doing. And the Proverbs 31 woman that you are, forget trying to be that you are. Because it's the process, Langa says, the blueprint is the process of becoming. And so I would even say actually that the Proverbs 31 woman is not complete. If you're to read about her today now, I think it would be a different picture of progress, of growth, because she is continually a God-fearing woman. And I think that's how the passage ends, and that was actually our scripture text for today, to say, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. That's verse 30 of Proverbs 31. So the fear of the Lord is where it's all about. That's where it's all about, and that's what you're wanting to build on as you become a woman, even in the 21st century. May God bless you as you continue on this pursuit that God has sent you on. We're going to be hearing Kirk Whalum now, who is saying, keep on pushing.
AWR. Powered by SID Media.